राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद
सो जीव दया लव टू आवर सेल्व्स लव फॉर ऑल बीइंग्स एंड love for the divine couple. Then, Name Ruchi, great taste for the holy name awakens, and then Vaishnava Seva, living with, listening to, and serving the Vaishnavas. This is the perfection of life, and under the loving guidance of a loving Sri Gurudev, it is possible even for me in this material world, it is possible under all circumstances.
Okay, let us stop. So this is Gurudev saying, listening and serving Vaishnava, this is a perfection of life. Why this is a perfection of life? Let us explain.
Nice question.
So, conditioned life starts forgetting Radha Mohan, and then start thinking self-identity, we are thinking, I'm this body. And then another idea is, whatever belongs to this body is mine. This is actually wrong conception of life. It is called false ego. So why we are thinking like this? Because we are forgetting we are soul. We forgetting our relationship with the Lord, our Ishtadeva. So therefore, we thinking, I'm this body. Whatever belongs to this body is mine. All misery, all suffering coming from this misconception of life. But it is difficult to destroy this misconception because we are thinking, I'm right. You are wrong.
This is part of the same consciousness. I'm right.
Yes, I'm right. You are wrong. You did mistake. I'm right. So everybody thinking my idea is great. I'm better person, best person. Many people thinking like this, especially in this material world. Mm. Also teacher or parents teaching us to grow in this false conception of life. So therefore, material education is actually not real education because they don't teach real conception of life, real identity. So how to break this misconception? We have to hear from Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. And then if we hear, then slowly, slowly we understand. Oh, actually, I'm not this body. I'm spirit soul. Also, I have relationship with the Lord. Especially, we are thinking we are master. And if we serve Vaishnava, this is actually real position because we are servant of the Lord. So we are serving servant of the Lord. I think Bhagavatam say, Krishna say, someone claim, I am servant of Krishna. That is not real servant. Real servant means I am servant of the Supreme Lord. This is real servant. So serving Vaishnava is, yes, and Krishna will pleased very much and give us blessing. So that blessing, our misconception of life, will break. So therefore, this is a very important Gurudev mention. Under the loving guidance of loving Sri Gurudev, it is possible even for me in this material world under all circumstances. But without mercy of Gurudev, without loving guidance of Gurudev, it is impossible to break this false ego. It's impossible to get out of this material entanglement, conditioned life. This, I feel, this is very important. And Gurudev now very much stressing, listening nicely, this is very important. And also, bhajan nicely, this is also important. Also, serving nicely, that is very important. So this paragraph, just to, we are every morning, we had Gurudev's association and Gurudev's sharing, also other devotees sharing. This also, including this very important teaching. Radhe, Radhe.
Hare Krishna, you wanted to say something?
I want to remark one point, that the immaterial world, the problem is that we are training it to be in competition.
Yeah.
And competition gives suffering.
Yeah.
Divinity that is in us forget this, so he wants to go in competition. Mm. And then he has to pass all the kind of reaction. So the perfection is serving Vaishnava.
Wow.
Because no competition, only loving competition.
Wow.
How you serve us more with more loving, or with this competition is beautiful. Mm. Huh? Oh. Because he created more competition to love more. You know, it's infinite, no? Mm. But in the material world, this is a destroy the soul. The spirit.
So material world is like a force of competition,
moving everything.
Ah.
We can see day by day.
Yes.
Daily.
Wow.
I just want to make this my opinion point. Beautiful. The other is perfect because you're serving Vaishnava, as you say, is the perfection. Gurudev said.
Yeah, this is Gurudev said.
All the Vedas said the same.
Yes.
From our parampara.
Thank you.
Someone else would like to add something?
Which page we are reading?
So we were reading page 9, the end of page 9 and page 10, just beginning. Then the repetition of almost all comes by some divine arrangement. So now, yeah. No. It was page 9, and then page 10. Yeah. And now we will jump to page 13. Wow. Yeah, because 10, 11, 12 is again copy paste somehow. Radha's mercy. Okay, someone would like to add something, some comment, some experience, share with us? Okay.
The Italian, the Appanactus, and Italian devotee also committed.
I think, yeah. Dionysius.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so. This, what we were reading first, was essay based on a lecture given by Gurudev in USA 2011. This essay was written by Tarun Govinda Das. And now we move to chapter 1, Merciful Incarnation. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Doya Koro More. Toma bina ke doyalu jagat samsara. My dear Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds. We all are very fortunate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this earth just recently. He is the most merciful incarnation of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna combined. Here, in this song, Sri comes before Krishna. Sri here means Srimati Radhika. So, Krishna appeared as Sriman Mahaprabhu with the mood of Radha. When he bestowed what he bestowed to the living entities, no one has ever given before.
Some people may say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared just recently? No, 500 years ago, or 530 years ago. Is it recently or not? Some devotee may question. So Brahma's one day is 8.6 billion years.
My God.
So, and at that time, days that have, nights that have. So, and we heard Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. That cycle continue 1,000 times in this Brahma's day. So, and then this Kali Yuga, special Kali Yuga, which 1,001 times, special Kali Yuga. So this Kali Yuga, so Mahaprabhu appears. So we say about 500 years ago, compared to 8.6 billion years, is recently. Another point, Gurudev very, very nicely comment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, real name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri means Radhika, and Krishna is Krishna. So Sri Krishna means Radha Krishna, and combine. That's consciousness has. That's Chaitanya. Chaitanya means consciousness. So Chaitanya's consciousness too. Actually, Radha's Baba, but also sometimes appear Krishna's. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu combine home and Radha and Krishna. Or some devotee may add, maybe Manjari Baba also, you are Mahaprabhu display Manjari Baba also? Yes. Some certain point, Mahaprabhu display that feeling, showing us some of Leela. So, and then this very interesting point, Gurudev mentioned. What he bestowed to the living entities, nobody has ever given before. This is the next sentence. Mm-hmm. We say, Unnato Ujjvalarasa. Mm-hmm. Ujjvalarasa means Madhura Rasa. Gopi Baba, Saki Baba. But Mahaprabhu showing us very special Baba. That Baba, it is called Baba Urasa Rasa. Generally speaking, we say Manjari Baba. The mood of Radha Rani's maid servant. Why this is special? Because Radha Rani's maid servant knows Radha's feeling most. Actually, Radha's feeling and the Manjari Kinkari's feeling is same. Therefore, sometimes Manjari's body, whatever Radhika appears, that symptom, sometimes Manjari's body appears, like a Virapaksu Manjari's first verse. Radhika's lips cutted by parrot, special parrot.
Best of parrots.
Best of parrots. And then also Rupa Manjari's this lips also cut by very special parrot. So anyway, so actually Rupa Manjari's lips does not cut by special parrot, but some others automatically appear her body because they are so feeling is so identical because Manjari has no personal desire, only desire to serve Srimati Radhika. So this is a very, very important point, I feel.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So actually, we are very beginner. I talked to some devotee today, Japanese devotees, and they felt sometimes difficult to listen this kind of high topics, manjaris, unnatoji vararasas, and very strict sadhu's life. And today, we are fortunately, this Japanese Sangha, there are many senior devotees is also there all over the world. We are very lucky. But in the other hand, I saw now their names, Japanese, my friends, sisters and brothers. We need all my basic things if possible. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is important? And why this topic is coming first in this book? I would like to ask this from all of you. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.
Good day with you. Wow.
Radhe Radhe, I answer you.
Jai Gurudev.
What is mean Chaitanya is a Hindi word. English say
consciousness.
Consciousness. So consciousness of Radha and Mohan only can keep the maid servant of Radharan.
Wow.
That is, you say Manjari Bhav in Hindi or Kinkari Bhav. But the consciousness of the Chaitanya is consciousness. Chaitanya means conscious. I am unconscious or conscious. To judge, I am same time, sometime conscious, and sometime I am unconscious. Check that. The moment you are conscious, because some realization of Radha or Krishna is there, words are coming. In your heart, in your mind, you become conscious. And that moment you are Dasi. You understand, you are very close to that person. Very close to that moment, conscious. This closeness, what you give name, that consciousness, we say Manjari Bhav. If I want to develop this, then I have to live in conscious position. How you will do? You can do yourself, or you can learn the practice how to be conscious. If you like it, you have to find it out. Radhe Radhe.
Jai.
If I am conscious with material thing, I like that, I do that, and I create new suffering. Okay, good. Enjoy this suffering. But if you are conscious, you are not suffering because of your consciousness. You solve the suffering of others. And you remove your suffering inside. today I was listening that Sadhvi Compassion classes. What is the name?
Compassion Challenge.
I was so surprised to see this. I listened to all the classes.
Wow.
And I see she is sharing to no one who know her the consciousness. And she made the conscious that moment to them. They start feeling and they start living in now. This is consciousness. We not live in now. This is the one region of unconsciousness. We are influenced with the Mahabhutas. This is our problem. Right, Kishori, understand? So who like to be with Mahabhutas, with the host previous thinking, they will not like to be conscious. But the preacher who has the love, who has a realization to live in consciousness, they can enlighten them. And slowly this light can grow in the form also. You see, you stand in the highway, Autobahn, and you see the spark. If you have a time, stay there, you will see the light, some big light, small light. Again, wait some more time, then you will see two lights, one light, many lights. Then you understand maybe truck, motorcycle, a car, and then car comes to your front, then you see, oh, this car is BMW. Oh, this car is a red color of the car. Is a four-door or two-door? You see the form. But we are patients.
No.
Then we can see it. And we are very happy with the spark. We don't want to see it. Or we are happy with the light. We don't want to wait for that. This is our condition. We have no time. Then we are happy with the spark, a light. And if I want to see the form and I want to feel it, then we have to wait it. But it will come and it will go there, boom. Not a stain. So this way we see that. And then more desire to buy this car and sit in that.
We can try
to step by step. If you have a wish, you will say, no, no. This is the one of the best cars in the world to sit and be comfortable. That is the way, you know? Then we want to be with that circumstance. Right? But if you are conscious, if you have no time, then nothing will happen. You have to keep it lying on the other side. Okay. That I want to share because Kishore is so kind.
Thank you very much.
Can I see gallery?
Please. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, they are hiding. Mahabhakti Himagiri Devi, Chavana Devi, Gorachandra Prabhu is hiding.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, Siniti also there.
Himagiri Devi is up here.
Oh, Chavana-san.
Himagiri-san.
Sorry.
Can I
ask a seat?
Can I spotlight to you? Sorry. Finish you.
I would like to ask Himagiri-san.
Oh, yeah.
Because she has so much experience in meeting new people, completely new people.
Yeah.
So, what would she pick as a, what is she picking? What are you, Himagiri? What are you picking for your students when they come as a bhakti entrance into bhakti?
What is the question?
Utkalika is repeating, translating.
What was your question?
Question. Could you again question?
So what does she pick as a thing to take people into bhakti, like first entrance, where she opens the doors, with what subject and how she does
it. Okay. 初めてバクティに触れる人に最初に何をきっかけ、入り口として渡していますかというのが質問です。
Very good question.
ラデラデ、マバクティコンビです。よろしくお願いします。ラデラデ。そうですね。最初に必ずマハーマントラを一緒に歌うところからスタートしています。
First, she start. I translate this open channel. First, I start to chant マハーマントラ together.
マハーマントラの説明はすごくビギナー用に用意しています。
I prepare explanation of the meaning of Maha Mantra for beginners.
ただ、私の心情としては、
But actually, my honest feeling is that
一人一人ラーダからの贈り物だと思って、愛を、はい。
どうぞ。
すいません。一人一人ラーダからの贈り物と生徒を見ています。
Actually, I see all my students as gift from Radha.
すべての人の幸せを願ってマハーマントラを最初に渡しています。
First, I give Maha Mantra for praying toHappiness of all living entities.
マハーマントラを最初に歌えと指示したのはグルデーブです。
Because グルデーブ suggested to me, first you should sing マハーマントラ together.
それから必ずグルデーブの指示に従ってマハーマントラから渡すようにしています。
After that, I always follow グルデーブ's suggestion.That's why I give always Maha Mantra first.
初めて唱えたとき、会場の半分以上が涙を流しました。
When I chanted Maha Mantra first time, then, in seminar, then half of students were crying.
50人以上でしょうか。
Maybe over 50.Students, 50 students over crying.
何が起きてるのか、みんな不思議に思っていました。
My students thought, what happened? They are very wondered.
私はクルテープに従って最初にマハーマントラを渡してるだけです。
But actually, I just follow グルデーバーズ suggestion. That's why just I give マハーマントラ only.
これが最初の人に初めてやっていることになります。
This is the first steps for beginners, which I'm doing now.
ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
ラデラデ、thank you so much.
All this
Radha Krishna
san. I'm very curious to know if the devotee lady are all student ladies or mixed.
And she has a 5,000 followers. Her name is Ma Bhakti Himagiri.
Ma Bhakti.
But and she has a many yoga students. And her quality is, see, the name is for her life. Name is the most important. Second thing, she was not very simple life she is coming, but she is well-to-do, and she is very humble also. Very kind heart and very humble. She always wants to give the love to her, his brother, sister. She behaves like a brother, sister, and friend from close heart, and she goes to feel the difficulty and to solve that. These are the special quality and name, first name give, and she care like that, like a motherly care. So this is her greatness. So her name is Ma. Motherly love she has, full of motherly love. Bhakti, by looking to her, bhakti will come. Hima, very cold, but very powerful. Giri means mountain. It's not easy to reach her. It's a big mountain. She is a great soul, but at the same time, she is very humble, very humble. You see her, you will see this is the quality. She is humble because name is in her heart. Jivedaya, she do the practice of Jivedaya. She is caring to all the soul who come near to her. She also become very angry. Could not serious in that. She not like that. And who is serious, she very much like the daughter, like a son, like a family. Right?
Yes.
And very strong. And very loving. Very good. This time she will see also Sadhvi and Mahatma from America. She will like very much. All Uddhav is also here. Many devotees in February. Right? Gopika?
Yes, thank you very much.
Niti Didi. Also very fine. Bhakti Hemaji. Yeah. That's a good quality. He got from her sanskara. I see. She will be very famous. But always keep humbleness. When you become famous, don't be proud of that. Always humble. And always kind to everyone. And keep always service mode. Right? This is very... Radha. Yeah.
Radhe, Radhe.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gurudev. Radhe, Radhe.
Okay. We will continue reading. So, this what we just read was from the lecture Gurudev gave in Germany 2012. Now, we will read from a morning lecture 12th December 2013 in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. We find, may that Lord who is known as the son of Srimati Shachidevi be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, brilliant with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the highest taste of service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He came to give us the possibility to love Krishna in the mood of the inhabitants of Vraja, and most of all, in the mood of the pure cowherd maidens headed by Krishna's most beloved Srimati Radhika. He did not consider who is qualified and who is not. He gave away freely this purest of love of God. He also told us what is the way to realize this love. It is only possible by chanting the holy names of God. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, again in Adi Lila, in this age of Kali, there is no other means. There is no other means. There is no other means for self-realization than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These names will take the soul on a journey towards the final goal, pure love for God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did not write any books about bhakti philosophy. He gave this monumental, huge task to his most intimate, most close followers, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, especially to Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Sanatana Goswami was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write about Sambandha Tattva, the knowledge of our relationship with Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the mission to elaborate in his books on Abhidheya Tattva, to write about the path of bhakti so that all devotees can follow this path of love easily. And Raghunath Das Goswami was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write about the highest goal on the path of bhakti, prayojana tattva. Gurudev would say prema prayojana tattva. That is culminating in the highest service to Srimati Radharani, and it's called Radha Dasyam.
I have my question.
Yeah, one question come to me. Now here Gurudev mentioned Sanatana Goswami teach Sambandha relationship. But actually relationship means five kind of rasa relation, right? This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. My question is that I feel Rupa Goswami teaches five relationship in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Then what Sanatana Goswami teach as a Sambandha Acharya? This is my question. Radhe Radhe. Sanatana Goswami teaches relation. But actually, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu clearly mentioned five kind of rasa with Krishna, right? That's why I feel maybe basic question, I cannot understand clearly. What is the point of Sanatana Goswami relationship? Because Rupa Goswami clearly mentioned five kind of rasa. This is my question.
Maybe Gaurachandraji, would you help us to some sharing in this question and in this we are needing, if it is possible?
Radhe. I don't know exactly what Sanatan Goswami is teaching, but I know what Gurudev is teaching, and he gave us mantra, diksha. There's our Sambandha and the Abhideya and the Prayojan is there. And yeah, I don't want to know so much what are all the rasas and what are all the different relationships. I only want to follow one Sambandha, that I am Dasi of Srimati Radharani and serving Radha and Krishna. That is sufficient for me. And I'm thinking that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they're speaking also in general things, but in their own practice, they are also fixed in one rasa and in one Sambandha. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, Sanatana Goswami Labanga Manjari. So they want to show us Sambandha as a Manjari. They want to show us how to practice that. And Raghunath Das Goswami showing us what is the goal. So I think at one point it's needless to know everything about the rasas and the different relationships. Just fix yourself in one thing and practice that. That would be my answer.
Wow, very beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, I can add something. What we are reading before, what Andaka Ji was reading before about Mahaprabhu, that he is the most merciful incarnation. So every incarnation of Krishna is merciful because he always appears when the Sanatan Dharma is destroyed. He has mercy with the jivas, and he again and again, he brings the knowledge for all the jivas to come out of the samsara, to find a way back in the consciousness of being a soul, not belonging in material world, but to the spiritual world. So in that sense, God is always merciful with the jivas. But Mahaprabhu, he is specially merciful. He is overflowing with compassion because he can see the condition of the jivas in Kali Yuga. They will never find the way out of the samsara. We are so fallen, even if they teach the rules, nobody can follow that. So that incites so much compassion that Gauranga becomes overflowing with compassion. And Advaita Acharya is calling for Mahaprabhu to appear. Advaita Acharya, he is God. He is the Narayan. But his power in Kali Yuga is not sufficient to help the jivas. The only thing that can help the jivas in Kali Yuga is unconditional love. No rules, no regulations. Nobody can follow. So that overflowing compassion is the unique quality of Mahaprabhu. Mm-hmm. But there is also more. He not only taking us by the hand and showing the way out from the samsara, giving us mukti, liberate us from material conditions, not only bringing us to the Vaikuntha planets, and he taking us not only by the hand, and he only not taking us to his lab, showing us the sweetness of Vrindavan, bringing more near to himself. Mahaprabhu is so overflowing with compassion that he wants to take us in his heart, not only by the hand, not only in the lab. He wants to take us in the heart. That means becoming a manjari of Srimati Radha. The heart of Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, Leela. He wants to bring us there. He wants to take us to his heart. So that is so unique, so that he becomes Vadanyaya, most mercy. And then when Ma Bhakti Himagiri was speaking that she's giving the mantra to the people who are coming new, and I'm remembering Prabhupada when he was on the Jaladuta and when he came to the port of Boston, and then he's saying, oh Krishna, I don't know why you bring me here. I have no idea what to do. I don't know how I can talk to the people, but I believe in the power of your holy name. So just make me instrument. I don't know anything. So Ma Bhakti Himagiri following same mood, becoming instrument. What we can teach to someone who coming to us, don't know anything about something, but she has so much faith in holy name that she just give the name and say, chant. Connect with the happiness for all jivas. So that is great. I like to listen. Shri Radhe, thank you so much. Radhe.
Very beautiful.
So after hearing Gaurachandra's, you know, words, I feeling as a Krishna's incarnation, take us to, say, Vaikuntha, Krishna's office, like, but Mahaprabhu is Radha's mood. So Mahaprabhu bring us to the, not only house, but also living room and bedroom. So very intimate room also, Mahaprabhu guide us to the forum condition soul, like me, like us. So, generally speaking, if we are working in a company, we don't invite another co-worker to the house. We don't invite like this. We don't invite. Very few, very intimate person may invite. But Radhika's case, Mahaprabhu's case, he does not care qualification. He invite on home, not only living room, very confidential room also. He invite foreign conditions. So this is amazing. Nobody did like this. So Gaura Chandra and Ma Bhakti Himagiri give us so much inspiration because they are following Mahaprabhu and Gurudev's mission. So thank you very much.
Radhe, so, Radhe, may I say something to Kishori?
Sure.
About your question of the difference, what Sanatana Goswami was explaining and Rupa Goswami in Sambandha Gyan. As I understand from your question, you are asking how is it different and why he is asking or why he has explained already the rasas. So Sanatana Goswami, he gave the general Sambandha Gyan. Ke ami, who am I? It's about the soul who is lost in this material world and is asking, why am I here? What is this life about? So he gives this general Sambandha, means relationship. Oh, you are the servant of the divine. You are the servant. You are eternal. That you have to realize. And then because Sanatana Goswami, he is like the teacher also of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, he is the younger brother. So he gave more knowledge about the different kinds of relationship that a soul can have. First, we have to feel that I am the soul, I am here in a special body and life and country I was born. Oh, how do I get out of this limited perception of myself? Oh, I am a spirit soul. I belong to the divine super soul. And then Rupa Goswami, he goes deeper. Oh, if I want to revive my relationship, then there are the rasas, the different possibility to go in relationship, not only knowing I'm a soul and, you know, part of the supreme soul. No, I can go in a really personal relationship. That was the explanation of, or you can say the commentary of Rupa Goswami giving all the different relationships that the soul can have. And from there, when the soul is in soul consciousness, when the soul becomes conscious, then the soul can have and choose even the relationship that they want to the divine. And the other question, what you had before, Kishore, you want to inspire us to speak about the reason why Lord Chaitanya has come and why it is so special. I would like to say that Srimati Radhika is now with Krishna. And she is the one who gives all the different relationships actually. She even makes him conscious about himself. But to speak about us. So she is the pleasure-giving force. She is prema. She is that highest, the highest servant and the most intimate of Krishna's heart, the most intimate person. So I think there are so many ways how to feel that it is so special that we are blessed that Lord Chaitanya is here. That we are able to, you know, and she is still here. They never disappear, only externally. Because before, in all the incarnation, Krishna comes alone. He is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the personality that can do anything in any universe, in any circumstances where the earth or the people of the earth are in danger. So he is rescuing as the, you know, different person and personalities that he becomes. But when he comes together with his beloved Srimati Radhika. Then he is Gauranga Sundara, Gaura Sundara. Like Gurudev so beautiful says, Sri Chaitanya means the consciousness. And now this consciousness is a special consciousness that we are getting. It comes like in a journey, like Gurudev says, it's a journey of the soul. But the highest consciousness that was never been given before, that is that we can, like Jayananda Maharaj said so nicely, come so close to the divine couple by the mercy of Srimati Radhika. She makes me conscious. She makes Krishna conscious, and she makes all of us conscious with Krishna's service. So we can come so close, and we have so much mercy that it's possible because she is there. When they come together, then it's like an opening of a possibility that is not always there. Because out of all the incarnations of the divine, of Krishna, this one is so special. That's rare when he comes, when they come together. So that is a special possibility. And there are many, many levels where we are in our journey. And I think that those who are blessed by the mercy of Sri Guru, by the mercy of Adi Gurudev, Nittai, Ananga Manjari, they get the intelligence how to explain and to exchange these feelings that come with all, you know, our stages and our journey, that it is inspiring for the people on whichever level they are. And it will not be difficult. It will always be inspiring on every step of our journey. And it will be always new and fresh. Jai Shri Radha, I'm sorry, I hope I didn't say what I felt for you. Thank you, Krishna.
Thank you very much, Ma Bhakti Himagiri Didi, Gora Chandra Prabhu, Suniti Didi, Jananda Maharaj, and Gurudev Sadhu Maharaj. We are very lucky. Just this only 1 hour, I feel very full of love. Yes, Chaitanya's gift is this Rashika Association. Thank you very much, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Sri Sri Utkalika Valari, verse 66. Your great devotees that are full of pure love for you desire a birth as even a blade of grass here in Vraj, and somehow, despite of my low background, I was so fortunate, so lucky to attain a residence in Vraj. So now I openly, in front of all, offer my obeisances unto your mercy on the fallen souls. Gurudev is commenting. Think of Chaitanya as Radhika, then rasa starts flowing. Radhika herself came as Chaitanya to open the hidden storehouse of Vraja's prema. Radhika is very personal. Love is very personal. When love takes a form, it's Radha.
So, Gurudev said, think of Chaitanya as Radhika. Then rasa starts flowing. So, and Prabhupada explained Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes Sri Krishna himself. And especially Gurudev's stressing Chaitanya's Radhika. So I was wondering, how can I solve this difference? So my understanding, my feeling is like this. General point of view, or by the point of view, actually Krishna incarnate as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is also true. But someone who enter Raga Nuga Bhakti, Raga Bhajan, then that devotees become one point to Radha Rani, Radha Adik Suneha. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become Radhika. And then if we think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radhika, then Raga, so much feeling, Rasa is flowing. Because if Krishna himself say Krishna, Krishna is no meaning, only Radhika can say, oh Krishna, ha Krishna. And Braja also, Braja mood is, Braja, especially Vrindavan, is kingdom of Radhika. Vrindavan's queen is Radhika, not Krishna. Krishna's like a coward boy, gardener, watchman. So Radhika is main. So Raga Nuga Bhajan is center is Radhika. Because we want to be Dasi of Radhika. So Gora Chandra say, I'm not interested in other rasa. No, actually, I want to be one point to Radhika. Radhika's seva. So this Gurudev's, this mentioned. And also this love takes a home. That is Radhika. Actually, if we are in proper mood, proper consciousness, we can find out anywhere love. Even in the air, we may find out love. Or in the field, we may find out love. Or in the animals, we may find out love. Just a matter of our consciousness. And then, this saying, love takes home, love become very condensed. Prema has different stage. Sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, baba, mahababa. So very condensed. That's mahababa's form is Radhika. So fatoeba, love is there. Radhika is there, actually. So this Gurudev's amazing word, actually. It's Gurudev's word, really Rashka word. By the Bhakta, it is very difficult to understand. So, but if we enter Raga Nuga Bhajan, I think slowly we may understand. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe, if I can say something, wow. I'm sorry for my broken voice. So Gurudev is saying here, Radhika herself came as Chaitanya to open hidden storehouse of Raja Prem. So only Radhika can open this storehouse of Raja Prem. No one else. Because the storehouse is Radhika's heart. And only if she agree to open her heart, then the mercy of prema, mercy of love, is available to everyone.
Wow. Beautiful.
So to think that Chaitanya is a Radhika is the ultimate conclusion about Gaura Tattva. And without that, like Gurudev is saying, rasa cannot start to flow. it's important to understand that rasa is like an ocean, but without waves, like Gurudev is saying, without feelings, emotion, ocean doesn't have any meaning of existence. Mm. And it's quite boring. Mm. But because Radhika voluntarily, mercifully, generously agreed to open the heart, Krishna jumped inside that heart. He tried to stall that heart, to drink the nectar from that storehouse of Radhika's heart. Because this is the only way, when she allowed him to come completely in that, in her heart, that he can feel at least a little bit how much she loves him. And when he tasted that, immediately compassion, more compassion than usually he has, more compassion appeared in his heart and said, okay, I want to give to this Jiva Bhuta's conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. So this is the special generosity, kindness, which can be found only in Sri Radhika, which Gauranga brought. He brought it from transcendental world. He brought it in the material world. And as we know, Radha and Krishna are always present in Goloka Vrindavan. They have their pastimes, but because they wanted to relish Parakya Bhava, they came in earth, Rajabhumi, to manifest this very risky, forbidden love exchange, Parakya Bhava. But at the same time, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is this one special place, Shvetadip, where Gauranga is making his kirtans with all his associates. And they are relishing the holy name in this eternal spiritual world. But something also miss to them, because Gauranga is full of compassion to whom he will give compassion in Goloka Dham. His audarya, his generosity cannot be fulfilled in Goloka Dham. So he is coming in the planet Earth to be so kind and generous and to give to the Kali Yuga jivas, only this Kali Yuga, not the next and next and next, later on. This possibility, like Sunitiji said, to attain this most and highest taste of service of Yugala Kishore in the mood of Manjari Bhava. So when he came, yes, he tasted Radha Bhava, but also, like you all said very nicely, he gave not Radha Bhava, but how to become Radha Dasi and chanting the holy name like a process and in the same time the goal. So this audarya mood, generosity mood, shortly to say, is the sign of sweetness. Someone who is really sweet, he is full of love and he has all qualities. And because all qualities are present in his existence, he is sweet. And one of the symptoms of sweetness is that he is very kind, unlimitedly generous. And he doesn't care who is qualified, who is not qualified, to bring him in this direct service of embodiments of sweetness. So when we understand, like my God, sister and brothers explained so nicely, how and what is the importance in our life of appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then heart will start to melt. We will feel his generosity and we will know and also feel that behind his generosity is the storehouse of Radhika's heart. And from that storehouse, all emotions, all love is simply showering everyone in the waves, in the huge waves and the small waves, but in the waves, waves, waves. Because she is Mahabhava Swarupini, Radhe Thakuran. So I just wanted to say Radhe Radhe.
Beautiful.
Radhe Radhe.